we have a, we're going to be discussing today cans on Shabbos, tin cans, soda cans, opening them on Shabbos. And hopefully we'll get to also talk about milk cartons, but let's see if we get there. So we mentioned last week in our introduction to opening things in general, opening products on Shabbos, that there are six possible Isurei D'oraisa or Isurei D'rabbanan, six possible malachos that need to be addressed when we're talking about opening packages on Shabbos. So we're going to, we had an introduction to them. We don't need that for right now. What we're going to do now is we're going to go through one by one and see how we address them in terms of opening up a tin can. When I say a tin can, I mean like a tuna can, corn here in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, the pickles come in cans. So we know that these types of cans, and obviously soda cans, so they're opened in different ways. Sometimes you use a can opener. When you use a can opener, so as you know, it makes a jagged edge in order to get the top off. If you use a, sometimes people use like this, it looks almost like a beer opener and it makes a triangle. I don't know, maybe that's really old school. But if you want to, you can make like triangles in the side and open it that way or to pour out of it. Sometimes they have a, I don't know what it would be called, but you stick your finger in it, like there must be a good English word for that. But that you pull up in order to peel the cap off, the top off the tin can. And certainly soda cans, they have it the opposite way. Instead of pulling up, you push down in order to make an opening. So let's go chad-a-chad and see what the possible isurim are. So our first question that we address is the question of soser. Is there an issue of soser? We know that one of the malachos on Shabbos is to destroy an object. So we discussed last week that there's a big machlokas if there's soser and binyan by kalim. Is there binyan by kalim and by extension soser by kalim, or is there not? That was a machlokas we said between Rashi and Tosfos, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Tosfos, which Tosfos was more machmir. Tosfos held when we say in the Gemara, Rava says in the Gemara, ain binyan and stira b'kalim, all that meant was that there's no isser of binyan and stira by temporary kalim. But by full-fledged, serious kalim, there's going to still be an isser of binyan and stira, right? According to Tosfos, Rashi learns straight up, there's no isser of binyan and stira by any kalim. It's got to be mechubel karka in order to be over on the isser of binyan or stira. But Tosfos limited this heter tremendously. We're talking about things that are not really kalim, things maybe that are built to be destroyed and rebuilt, let's say like a pack-and-play crib, that it's built to be assembled and disassembled. So there's no isser of binyan and stira with something like that. But if you're doing binyan or stira on a real full-fledged kli, so of course there's going to be binyan and stira. So pashtus, if you open up a tin can, or you open up a tuna can, or pickle can, or a soda can, you have a kli, and now when you, let's not say a soda can, because a soda can is still very functioning, but a tin can, when you open it, so seemingly you're destroying it by opening up the top of it. So that is, let me share with you here, because I know some of you don't have the makoros, that is how the Tehillah with David, one of the, I think his name was Rav Oppenheim, or Rav Oppenheimer, if I remember correctly. So one of the great poskim on Shabbos that we quote a lot. I don't know if you're able to see on the page here. Number 9, Tehillah LeDavid. Yeah, okay. There must be a way to zoom in a little bit. I'm not sure, but hopefully you can see it. Okay, so he writes over here, sardalin, sardine cans, shame kalim gemurim, they're made out of tin or aluminum, and they're kalim gemurim, usser lepotcham b'Shabbos. It's usser to open them on Shabbos. So the Tehillah of David says straight up, this is a problem of soser when you open the kli. It was a nice, good, solid, closed kli, perfect for transporting food. And now when you rip open the top, it's going to be, you're going to use it You're going to eat out of it and you're going to throw it away. That he sees that as a destruction of the kli, and therefore it's prohibited as soser. Now, obviously, this is only going to be soser dirabanan. Why do I say it's only going to be soser dirabanan? Because in order to be over on soser dioraisa, so what do you need? You need it to be soser almanas livnos. This is not soser almanas livnos. So at worst, this is going to be an isur dirabanan, but we also don't do isur dirabanan. So according to the Tehillah LeDavid, this would be a problem to open up a can, at least a tin can or a pickle can. It would be considered like destruction of the kli. Okay. However, most poskim do not accept the Tehillah LeDavid, and they argue that it is allowed in terms of binyan and stira to open up a tin can, to open up a tuna can. Why? Because there's no soser here. Why is there no soser? So let's begin with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach quoted here in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. You have it up on the screen. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that a can is like a mustiki. We said in our Hakdama last week that the Gemara talks about different types of kalim and whether they are subject to the Isser of Binyan and Stira. One of those was a mustiki. That was Tosfos' Ukimta in a Mishnah that we read. Why? Because there's a Mishnah that says you're allowed to break open a kli on Shabbos. I believe it was Kuf Mem Beis. You're allowed to break open a kli on Shabbos. That's a problem for Shitas Tosfos, because Tosfos holds that Geish Binyan B'Stira B'Kalim. It's true, there's no Binyan and Stira by Kalim that are built to be assembled and deassembled, like a crib, like a pack and play. But by real Kalim, we said, there is an Isser of Binyan and Stira. So how can the Mishnah say you're allowed to be shover a shavis, shover a chavis? How does the Mishnah say that? So Tosfos makes an okimta and says, you know what it's referring to? It's referring to a mustiki. What's a mustiki? A mustiki means a hodgepodge kli. You took a little piece of metal here and a little piece of metal there, and you put a little zefet, and you made yourself a very temporary kli. So Tosfos argues that when you have a mustiki, there's also no binyan and stira by a kli like that. It ends up, this is Tosfos, where we see that according to Tosfos, there's no binyan and stira either by kalim that are built to be assembled and disassembled, or by kalim that are temporary, not significant kalim. And therefore, he argues, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he writes over here in source 10, you're allowed to open it. Why? Deino chashiv kesoser, mikeva de dami limustiki. It's not a chashav a kli. And therefore, even the Shulchan Aruch, who says, yesh binyan b'stira b'kelim, but Tosfos passes, the Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos, that when it comes to a mustiki, though, which is a low grade, not significant kli, there isn't going to be an isser of stira. And that's why you're allowed to break open the kli and take out the content, because it's not going to be subject to stira because it's like a mustiki. Now, it's interesting that we're considering this a mustiki. There is a little bit of a chiddush here. Because in the Gemara, what makes a mustiki? The fact that it's physically not a significant kli. It's made up of little pieces of metal that were sort of glued together, very hodgepodge. In the physical reality, it's not a significant kli. Can anyone look at a tin can and say that that's not a significant kli? I mean, it's solid. It's one piece of metal. It's a very nice, solid kli. The answer is that Rav Shlomo Zalman is learning that since its purpose is temporary and it's going to be thrown away, it can also be considered a mustiki based on your intent and how people use it. Even though physically it's a good kli, but since in people's heads they throw it away and they don't use it and they call it a disposable kli, so therefore it takes on the status of being like a mustiki. Okay, that is the view of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Moshe Feinstein is even more mako. And he says that it could be that a tin can is not a mustiki, it's even a lower grade level kli. And what's that? So if you'll remember from our Hakdama, we said there's another sugya. The sugya talks about in Shabbos, chosolos. What are chosolos? When they used to package dates or figs, they would take the leaves from the tree and they would wrap the leaves around the figs or around the dates in order to transport them. That is even less significant than a mustiki. Why? Because there, that's not even a kli that you hodgepodge put together. That's literally just something that's wrapping the food in order so that when you transport it, it doesn't get dirty. So what would be a nafgamina? One of the nafgaminas might be the Isser of Asiyas Pesach. There might be an Isser of Asiyas Pesach when it comes to a mustiki, but not by chosalos. But again, we'll get to there in a second. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. So when it comes to chosalos, the din is that the chosalos are considered like the klipa of the pri. They're considered like the shell, like the skin around the kli. And therefore, it's for sure not subject to soser because the kli isn't even a kli. A mustaki is a low-grade kli. Chosalos aren't even a kli. They're batel to the food, just like the food. You can rip open an orange in order to get to the orange inside. So you're allowed to rip open the leaves of the fig tree that you took off and surrounded, you wrapped the figs in, because it's batel. That's called chosalos. So Rav Moshe says that it could be the tin can. Again, big chiddush. It's a piece of tin. But because the whole purpose of it, why do you buy your pickles in a tin can? Because that's the best way to protect them and get them into your house. Right? So many people even open up the tin can, take out the pickles, put them into a Tupperware, and throw away the tin can. Why are we throwing away all these tin cans? Because they're so insignificant. They're really just like wrapping. Right? You go to a fish market, maybe, and they'll wrap the fish in some paper. So here, they would wrap the pickles in paper. It's just that they won't be able to send it to the supermarket like that. It needs to be in something more sturdy. So Rav Moshe is mechadish, it might even be considered chosalos. Now, he writes that lahalacha, he does not want to rely on this because he doesn't know if people are going to be able to know the difference. If you tell them that they can start breaking tin cans, they might start breaking other things as well. He says, so unless it's a tzorech gadol, like a wedding or guests are coming and it's going to be very embarrassing, but he says in general, he does not want people to rely on this heter. Now it's interesting, there's a Sefer Binyan Shabbos, which is a couple of volumes all about Binyan and Stira. The person who wrote it, his name is Rav Chaim Cohen, I believe, Rav Hanan Cohen, and he lives in Har Nof, youngish guy. And he was a very close Talmud, in the 50s. And he was very close Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So he said that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, his whole life was back and forth about how to consider tin cans. Are tin cans like mustiki or are tin cans like chosalos? You know, are they like temporary kalim or are they literally just like wrapping around dates and figs? We're going to see that there's going to be a big nafgamina for that in a minute. And he said that by the end of his life, it sounded like he was okay with the idea that Rav Moshe brought up, that it's considered like chosalos. Okay, so what have we seen so far? In terms of Binyan and Stira, the Tila David says you can't break the kli. It's considered breaking the kli. It's so sir, at least Vidur Abonon. And Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, they're all saying, listen, you can't look at a tin can as a regular kli. It's certainly a low-grade kli. Is it a mustiki? Is it maybe even chosalos? But no matter what, it's not subject to the iser of soser. And you would completely be able to open the kli, at least in terms of soser. The one who argues on them is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes that a kli, when it's sealed, is not a kli. A tin can sealed has no purpose. Okay, you know, maybe you can use it as a paperweight. But it's not a kli. It actually only becomes a kli once you open it. So he says that we're mischeshbening the entire discussion here. This is not a shayla in soser. This is a shayla in binyan. When I rip off the top of the kli, I'm creating a kli. Up until now, I just had a metal hockey puck, right? A tin can. It's like a metal hockey puck. Now, once I open up the top of it, now I have a kli. So he thought that it would be a problem to open up a tin can on Shabbos because you're being bona and making a kli. And we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, yesh binyan bekalim, when you're dealing with something that's a serious kli. Now, what if I plan on throwing it away? That was Rav Shlomo Zalman's whole svara, but I'm throwing the thing away. So he says a couple of things. Number one, who said, maybe you'll use it again. Now you might be thinking to yourself, I've never reused a tuna can. So it happens to be that this very much might be dependent on the metzias of when the Chazon Ish lived and where the Chazon Ish lived. They say that if you went to the Chazon Ish's house, he had pens and erasers and paper clips. Guess what he stored them all in? Tuna cans, sardine cans. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva. Now Rav Moshe is writing from America. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, who reuses tin cans? Tin cans, you throw them away. So it could be a little bit of the machlokas here is about metzias. It could be that the Chazon Ish was living in a world and in a place, you know, in Bnei Brak in the 50s, where cans were reused. So when they asked him, oh, but you might throw it away. So he responded and said, but you might not. You might use it. That's number one. He said, number two, do you always throw the can away right away? Let's say you open up a pickle can, 12 pickles in there. So you have one or two for today. You leave the thing in the fridge. And over the next week, you end up using the rest of the pickles and then you throw it away. Can someone really say that that's called disposable? You're using it for a week. It's functioning as a kli in your house for a week. So I don't know. With tuna, I don't know how often you do that. You know, how often do you open a tuna can?
Why can't that be considered the wrapping for a week?
So the Chazon Ish wasn't going with that, with what Rav Moshe was going with. The Chazon Ish was assuming that a tin can is a real kli. It's not just chosalos. You have to remember, the Chiddush of Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman is that they're making it into a mustiki or a chosalos based on the intent of the owner. Because when you look at it, you know, in terms of physical reality, right, if you put in front of somebody a tin can and you put in front of someone some leaves of a fig tree and you said, look, the leaves of the fig tree aren't a kli, so the tin can's also not a kli, the guy would laugh at you. What are you talking about? It's made out of metal. It's a great kli. You can store tons of paper clips in there. You know, wash it out and use it. So the chiddush of Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman was that somehow the fact that you're planning on throwing it away makes it into a non-kli. When the metzias of the object, though, says that it is a kli. The Chazon Ish responded and said, first of all, you might use it again. Second of all, you're using it for a few days in some contexts. So that's a temporary kli. And he says, even if you're going to throw it away immediately, who says your intention is able to turn it into a temporary kli? Lamaisa, physically in front of us, it is a kli. So the Or HaShabbos brings all these studim down to explain why the Chazon Ish thought that there wasn't really much room to go. When you open up a tin can, you're being bona a kli. The Chazon Ish is moda that if you completely destroy it, you know, you rip it open into a million pieces, then that would be okay. Because again, for him, the shaila is not soser. The shaila is bona. But he said, when you open the top, you're being bona kli. And again, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed. He thought that for sure it's a kli even before you open it. This is for sure a shaila of soser. He said that the only reason they cover it is because it needs to be covered in order to be transported. He also quotes a Gemara in Beitza. There's Gemara in Beitza that says that a mustiki, that if it's used more than once, it's still not subject to bona b'soser if it's a mustiki. So a little bit of this machlokas here is very much about how to look at this tin can. Are there any solutions for the Chazon Ish? So Rav Yashiv writes, and Rav Shlomo Zalman also, that if you want to be machmir for the Chazon Ish, so you can first of all puncture a hole in the bottom of the can. What does that do? If you puncture a hole in the bottom of the can, you haven't been boning it into a kli. Why not? Because you can't get the tuna fish out of that hole. So it's still not a kli for the Chazon Ish's thinking. Now, when you open the top of it, it's now hard to argue you just made a kli, because who has a kli with a hole in the bottom? I realize you can't get the tuna fish out of the hole, but to have a hole in the bottom is not really a kli. It's not a functioning kli, really, when you have a hole in the bottom of it. So they thought that perhaps you can do something like that. A soda can is a little bit harder. There isn't really much wiggle room with the soda can, because if you puncture a hole in the bottom of the soda can, you can take all the juice out of it now, all the soda out of it. So if there's a problem of being bona kli, once you poke a hole in it, I don't know about you, when I was a little kid, we used to poke a hole in the top of the soda can, put your thumb over it and shake it, and then the soda would like shoot up into your mouth. There you go, simcha, right? You remember those days. So the soda can is a little bit harder. But anyway, what's fascinating about everything we discussed so far is that we really have this very wide-ranging machlokas about how to look at something like a tin can. The Tilul Adavid says, oh, that's a regular bona fide kli. Opening that thing up, that's soser. On the other extreme, the Chazon Ish says, I agree it's a bona fide kli, but opening it up isn't soser, it's bona. And then you have Rav Moshe or Shlomo Zalman in the middle saying, wait a second. Soser, bona, there's nothing to talk about. This is not a real kli. It's like mustiki, it's like chosolos. And therefore, whether you're creating a kli or you're destroying a kli, that's not shaykh. We're talking about the mustiki, we're talking about chosolos. Okay, that was the first isser. The other isurim we're going to go quicker, but that was the first isser, or the first two, soser and bona. The next issue we have to address is asiyas pesach, which we said asiyas pesach is makabe patish. What's the classic case? The classic case in the Gemara is that it talks about you have a chavis. Now, the normal way you open a chavis is that you chop off the top of it. So you take off the top, you take things out. So the Gemara says that if you punch a hole in the side of the chavis, of the vessel, the barrel, and you connect a spigot, so that is a more convenient way. Like, imagine you have a big vessel, whenever I think of these barrels, I always think of Popeye. I don't know why. I think Popeye always had these barrels. So you have a barrel and it's filled with beer, or it's filled with whatever, some type of drink, liquid, wine, I guess would be the more Talmudic way to say it. It's filled with wine. So to take off the top and dip your cup in, okay, that's a little bit of a primitive way. If you build a spigot into the side of it, so when you open the spigot, it's a very convenient way to use the barrel. So that is the classic case of Asiyas Pesach, and by doing that, you're perfecting the vessel, you're making the vessel more usable. That's an Isser of Makabe Patish. So, when you have a tuna can, this is going to now be dependent on how we're opening it. If we have the thing on top that you stick your finger in, you peel off the top. So for that, I think it comes off pretty smooth. You have a nice opening on top. So maybe that would seriously be a problem with Asiyas Pesach. Remember, Asiyas Pesach means it's Asiyas Pesach Yafe. You're making a nice Pesach. A soda can, for sure, when you push down on that thing, on the top of a soda can, it makes a nice opening. There's actually, if you read the Wikipedia page about soda cans, so the progression over the years of how soda can openings are designed, there's a whole science behind how they design the top of soda cans. I don't know if you remember when we were kids, they were much thinner. Now they're much wider because they did all types of research about what would be the most noach way for people to drink from a soda can. So it's hard to argue that when you push down and open a soda can, that you're not making a Pesach Yafe. You're making a beautiful Pesach. So l'chora, to open a tin can, again, if you open a tin can with a can opener, it could be that that's jagged and that's not a Pesach Yafe. Okay, it could be. But certainly the peel off top or with a soda can opening, l'chora, this could be a problem of a Pesach Yafe. So who are the Machmirim? The Orach HaShabbos quotes that Rabbi Yosha was Machmir. I believe also Rav Mordechai Willig, one of the Rosh Hashivas in YU, he has a Sefer Am Mordechai, and in his Sefer, he's also Machmir, I believe, on soda cans. That opening them is Asiyas Pesach, and even though you're throwing away the can at the end, even though you're throwing away the tuna can or the tin can, Lamaisa, even if it's a mustiki, remember, Shlomo Zalman argued it's a mustiki. To make an Asiyas Pesach in a mustiki is a problem. That's a Gemara in Beitza. Gemara in Beitza on Daf Lamed Gimel says that to open, put an Asiyas Pesach, Yofe, in a mustiki, in this low-grade kli, is still a problem. You see, if you learn like Rav Moshe, that it's chosolos, then there's no problem of Asiyas Pesach. Why? Because chosolos are not a kli, right? That's the fundamental difference between a mustiki and chosolos. A mustiki is a low-grade kli. So low-grade kelim are not subject to binyan and soser, but they are still subject to makabe patish. So to make a Pesach yofe in a mustiki is a problem. But chosolos are not even a kli. That's the whole idea of chosolos. They're batel to the food inside. That's what I was saying. That's the nafkamina between how to learn a can. If you learn a can as a mustiki, then it's going to be a problem to make an Asiyas Pesach Yafe. If you learn a can is chosolos, then it's not going to be a problem. So Rav Yashiv was Choshesh. Why? Because he was Choshesh. First of all, a can might be considered a straight-up Kli, a good full-fledged Kli, like the Tilul David said, like the Chazon Ish said. And even if you want to say it's not a full-fledged Kli, well, what is it? Is it a Mustaki or is it Chosolos? If it's a Mustaki, it's still a problem to make a Pesach. So therefore, Rav Yashiv was Machmir. However, there were many poskim that were Mekel, and they did it for a variety of reasons. Some argued, and this is what's brought down, I believe, in the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, that the whole idea of a Pesach Yafe is that you're making the Kli better, right? Like you added a spigot to the side of the barrel. But here, you're not making a new, more convenient way to access the food. You're simply trying to get the contents out of the thing. There's no other way to get the contents out. I have a sealed tuna can. Don't tell me, oh, you're making it a Pesach, a new Pesach, a nice, new, convenient way, right? Remember, in the case of a barrel, there's a way to get the food out, the top. Take off the top and take it out. By you putting the spigot in, you're making the object more mushlam, more perfect, by giving a more convenient way to access the food. But here, I'm not making a more convenient way to access the food. This is the only way to access the food. How else am I supposed to get the food out of a sealed tin can? So he argues that this is not called a Sias Pesach. Rav Asher Weiss, I was speaking with someone today, actually, who spoke to Rav Asher Weiss on Shabbos about this. Rav Asher Weiss thought it's Pashit that a tin can is Chosolos, like Rav Moshe said. It's not really a Kli. And if it's not a Kli, there's no Isser of a Sias Pesach, right? If it's Chosolos, it's not a Sias Pesach. And Rav Asher Weiss said, I believe, it's no different than we say by Tfilas Kalim. How come you don't have to be Tovel a tin can? How come you let it open tuna fish and take the tuna fish out? What do you mean? It's what the Kli wasn't toveled. The answer is that it's not a Kli. You're throwing it away. It's not a Kli. We discussed this. Some of you were with us when we learned the dinim of Tfilas Kalim, or some of us learned it driving up the East Coast. So Tfilas Kalim, the reason you don't have to do it is because it's not a Kli. So that was what Rav Asher Weiss said. And in Orach HaShabbos, he quotes this from Shlomo Zalman. Now you might be saying, wait a second, you just told me before Shlomo Zalman says it's like a mustaki. This is that Binyan Shabbos I made reference to before, that some of Shlomo Zalman's psakim, he considers tin cans like a mustaki, and in some of his ksavim, he considers it like a chosolos. And Rav Chanan Cohen, the author of Binyan Shabbos, says that's because he went back and forth during his life. He wasn't sure exactly, he was like mitlabet, what to consider a tin can. And in Binyan Shabbos, he claims that at the end of his life, he really came to the conclusion that it's like chosolos, this lowest level. There's another svara, also quoted in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, where he argues that again, this sort of like this svara that there's no, when you don't have intention for Asiyas Pesach, it's not considered Asiyas Pesach. And here again, your intention is really just to get to the food. Okay, that's in terms of Asiyas Pesach. The next issur we have to address is Korea, ripping. Maybe when I rip off the top of the can, I'm separating things that were connected. That's called ripping. So we already quoted from the Minchas Chinuch that Korea is learned out from the Urios of the Mishkan. And Urios of the Mishkan are soft material. But soft material that's not firm and hard. And therefore, when it comes to something like a tin can, so there's not going to be a problem of Korea. That's number one. Number two, depending on how you learn what tin cans are, if you learn that tin cans are like chosolos, so the Mishnah says explicitly, you're allowed to rip open the chosolos to get to the food because it's bottled to the food. So there wouldn't be an Isser of Korea either. The next Isser is Mechatech. What's Mechatech? So we said Mechatech is precise cutting of something, cutting something to a specific shape. So here we get into a big question when it comes to soda cans, because a lot of thought and design goes into making the top of a soda can. So isn't opening the soda can a problem of mechatech? You're making a nice shape with which to drink out of. Meaning, let's say it's not considered Asiyas Pesach, but maybe it's mechatech. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was making for two reasons. Number one, he says, if Asiyas Pesach is not an issue, because we're considering this like chosolos, so mechatech is also not going to be an issue. There's no mechatech by chosolos. That's what he wanted to argue. In addition to that, he has a very interesting svara, and we mentioned this last week as well, that mechatech is only a problem when you care about the precise shape that you're making. With a soda can, if I asked you, do you care if its opening is like this, or if the opening is like this, or if the opening is like this, your answer is no, I just want to drink the soda. I don't care about the shape. Okay, listen, you care about it to a degree. You don't want a jagged, sharp shape that's going to cut your lips. But you're not opening it and like cutting on a dotted line specifically because you want that shape, right? In the Mishkan, they cut the urios to a specific shape because they wanted that shape. Here, the manufacturer predetermined where it's going to open. So you push down and it opens, however the manufacturer did it. So he thought that that was not a problem of mechate. This is as opposed to Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv felt not like this. First of all, he's not willing to buy that cans are chosalos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's first suggestion, oh, it's only chosalos, it's not a problem. He didn't think that was true. And number two, he thought that mechatech is going to apply even when you do care about the specific shape. He thought that also is a non-issue. And the last isser is the isser of mochek. So, right, erasing letters and words. So if you remember, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem that the Shulchan Aruch said that the Shulchan Aruch himself did not have a problem with it if you're doing it for food, but the Rama was machmir. So I think in most tin cans, you don't really have that issue, right? On a soda can or a tin can, a tuna can, I don't think when you open it, you're breaking any letters. That's not normally the way that tin cans and soda cans are designed. So even if they would be there, Yalkut Yosef writes explicitly that for you're allowed to open packaging on food, you're allowed to cut through letters. It's only a drabbanon, and it's not almanas lichtov. Ashkenazim or machmir not to break letters when they're opening food packaging. But again, I don't think that really comes up so much with tin cans. So the bottom line is that if you intend, now that we've gone through all 60 surim, if you intend to use the tin can again, that's your intention. So the chorah, there's going to be a problem to open it for sure. A, it'll probably be considered binyan, according to the Chazon Ish. There's probably going to be a problem of asiyas pesach, if you're opening it in a nice way so that you can reuse the can. If you're not planning on reusing it, you're planning on throwing it away, so the Chazon Ish still thinks it's a problem. Rav Moshe or Shlomo Zalman were mekel. The Yalkut Yosef was mekel as well. What are the chumras? If someone wants to be machmir, what are the chumras? So the Chazon Ish is machmir by cans for bona, and by soda cans also is machmir for bona. Rav Yashiv is machmir for mechatech. But as we've seen, there is a lot of room to be makil in terms of opening up cans. And again, it's not so much a point of being makil, it's a point of understanding the different issues and why the different issues might apply and why they might not apply.
But I'm going to go over quickly what's the story with milk cartons. So back in the 90s, I don't know how common it is nowadays, back in the 90s, they used to make milk cartons with a pull-out paper spout. You would fold over, pull open the edges. The box was folded on top. It was glued, and you would pull open one side and make a spout out of it. The question is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So seemingly, when we talk about soser and bona, those are not going to be a problem because a milk carton is certainly not a full-fledged kli. And according to Rashi, there's no binyan at all with kalim. But according to Tosos, there's binyan with full-fledged kalim, but not with kalim that are designed to be opened and closed, or not with kalim that are considered mustiki. So a milk carton is certainly going to be something like a mustiki. It might even be chosalos because it's something that's thrown out, and it's even worse than that. Right? If we were discussing if a tin can is mustikis, then certainly these are going to be a mustiki because, you know, the milk starts to absorb into the walls. It'll start to smell. It'll start to spoil. Nobody, even if someone reuses a tin can, nobody reuses a milk carton. Therefore, soser and bona seemingly are not the issue here. One of the big issues here might be the issur of asiyas pesach. And that is because the glue, when you glue together the top, so on the one hand, the pesach is already there. The top of the milk was open. The carton was open. They poured the milk in. So the top was completely open. It was a pesach. Then they folded and closed it. So does that folding and closing and gluing it remove the status of it having been already a Pesach? Or does it not remove it? And therefore, when I open the spout, when I separate the glue and open the spout. I'm not creating a new Pesach. I'm just revealing the Pesach that had always been there. So this is discussed by the Shulchan Aruch. At least some precedent to discuss. This is in Sif Beis here in Shinya Dalet. And that is that if you have a barrel that had an opening and the barrel was sealed, the opening was sealed. So if it's below the sediment and the liquid where there's strong pressure, down at the bottom where there's pressure, so then reopening that would be considered a problem of Asiyas Pesach because it obviously was sealed very well to withstand the pressure of the contents of the barrel. But if it's above the sediment, so then you're allowed to reopen it because in that situation, it probably was not sealed tight. And therefore, reopening it is not going to be a problem because the seal, when it was sealed, it wasn't a removal of its previous status of being a Pesach. So that's the question here with the milk cartons. The fact that it was originally open when they poured in the milk and then they closed the top, folded it over, and glued it together, does that remove what was originally a Pesach? So Rav Moshe rules that that's a problem. He says that when it was glued well. The manufacturer seals it tightly because they don't want any milk to escape during transportation of the milk carton. Therefore, to open it would be opening of an Asiyas Pesach. Now, there seems to be a big chiddush here in Rav Moshe because Rav Moshe was the one who brought up the possibility that tin cans might be chosolos. But tin can is chosolos, so a milk carton is certainly chosolos. Now, again, he didn't really want to go with that fully lahalach lamaisa. So then maybe this is only mustaki. But whether it's mustaki or chosolos, what we're seeing is that the iser of Asiyas Pesach is nogeya. It applies by either mustaki or chosolos. Now, the fact that it applies by mustaki is not such a big chiddush. But if we would really consider this chosolos, so then this would be a big chiddush that by chosolos, which we thought the lomdus of chosolos, that they're butel to the food. They're not really even looked at as a kli at all. So this would be considered creating a Pesach that as if it would be a problem of creating a Pesach in a in chosolos. Okay, Weiter. So that was the view of Rav Moshe. In the Orcho Shabbos, he doesn't think that this is, he's makel on this issue, and he doesn't think that the glue is enough. It's a very thin level layer of glue. You know, it's not crazy glue. It's not super glue. It's glue that's being put there temporarily on the one hand to keep it sealed, but not strong enough that it's going to prevent you from being able to open it. Therefore, the Orcho Shabbos thinks that this is really not an issue. So this is possible problem number one with a milk carton. That's the question of Asiyas Pesach. Rav Moshe is machmir, the Orcho Shabbos is not. The other major issue, and maybe the more major issue, is the issue of korea. When you separate the spout that was glued together, the sides of the opening, is that korea? The reason it might be korea is because we know that separating two glued pieces of paper is a problem of korea. So perhaps separating the two sides of this glued spout is going to be a problem of korea. And the Orcho Shabbos raises this as a possibility. Rav Rubiat thinks this is a problem, and they rule l'chumra on this issue. They say that you cannot open a milk carton because of korea. Over many poskim are makel, Rav Shlomo Zalman is makel, seemingly. And that's because he looks at this as chosolos, and the milk carton is going to be immediately discarded. And since it's chosolos, there shouldn't be a problem of Asiyas Pesach. The whole thing is batel, and to the food, it's like the food. It's like breaking open a shell of a food or a peel of a fruit. Everybody doesn't think it's a problem. There are other svaras. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg throws in that the problem of korea, it's only an iser with materials that were sealed to remain sealed. But the intention was that you were going to open it one time. Okay, so a question of how long was it intended to stay sealed? So the Orcho Shabbos has a footnote about this. But these are some of the reasons why poskim are makel. Let's say you want to be machmir like the Orcho Shabbos. Is there any solution? So there seemingly is a solution. You would be able to rip a hole in the side of the milk carton, meaning don't separate the top where the glue is, because that's korea, to separate two sides, two pieces of paper or cardboard that were glued together. But to rip a side hole in the side is okay. Why would this be okay? Why isn't that also korea? So there's a Tosefta that was quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Hey, I believe, Chaf Hey or Chaf Beis, I think Chaf Hey. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tosefta that the Tosefta talks about if you have a barrel, like a real kli, a barrel, but the top is covered with leather, or, and you want to rip that to get to the contents. So you're allowed to do that. Why are you allowed to do that? Why are you allowed to rip the leather? So the Chazon Ish explains that we look at the leather as mustaki, meaning the whole kli is not mustaki, it's a barrel. But the leather on top is like a mustaki. This idea of the grape or the fig or the date leaves that were wrapped around the figs and the dates as a packaging for it, it's batel to the food. So too here, the vessel, the barrel is not batel to the contents, but the leather on top is batel, and it's insignificant. And therefore, ripping that is not subject to korea. And therefore, interestingly, you would not be able to open the top of the milk carton, because that's glued together, and that's kriya, that's korea. But to rip a hole in the side would not be a problem, because that part of it is looked at as chosalos. So it's interesting, how can you look at that as chosalos, but the top is still shaykh to asiyas, is still shaykh to kriya? Yeah, that's because in terms of the issur of kriya, it's not chosalos. It's two pieces of paper that were glued together. But to rip a hole in the side of a vessel, so interestingly, that might be looked at as okay because of chosalos. The chatech is not an issue when it comes to a milk carton. You're not detaching anything, and certainly nothing with exact measurements you're not detaching. And there's no, even though you are ripping apart the glue, but you're not doing it with any specific size in mind. And mochek is not a problem. Milk cartons generally do not have writing on the flaps on top. So bottom line, halacha, Rav Moshe is machmir due to asiyas Pesach. The Orchos Shabbos and Merubiat are machmir because of kriya, korea. And we'll just end by noting that in the Or Litzion, so he explicitly writes that you are allowed to open milk cartons in the regular way on Shabbos.